Well, it's a delight for us. I talk about the Beige House and this partnership that we have, but it's not just an organization or an institution. It's not just sort of strategic work. It's what? It's people. It is the folks who work on our behalf in this mutual and shared ministry. So we've gotten to know Matthew Brower. He's the boss. Matthew runs the shop, so to speak, and he's going to be introducing some of his colleagues and the things that they want to share together. But Matthew, this congregation gives a rip. Should we prove it?
This guy on? All right. Thank you, Pastor David, and thank you all to our saviors for the wonderful welcome. Really the essence of, is it all right to move this without getting massive feedback and things happening? Just really to say thank you to all of you, to our saviors, to Pastor David. You're a wonderful partner with us in the work that we do. It happens inside the center there mostly, and you might not see it. But you are tied in with what we do in so many ways, with the events that we do, whether it's National Night Out, providing us space, whether it's our toy giveaway that we did in December. We're having an event on May 19th for the Latino community, providing that space for us, volunteering, so many ways that you are tied in and infused with the work we're doing and that we feel tied in with you. So just thank you. Thank you for that, for being part of our work with Lutheran Community Services Northwest, serving those in the community, oftentimes the most marginalized, those that feel like they have the least power, providing a space where we can see them, welcome them, and try to connect them with services to make their life a little better, and sometimes a lot better, sometimes a lot. Sometimes we see those big breakthrough moments. I want to introduce, before I forget, introduce my staff that came today. Penny Carter's our resource and would you please and stand everybody stand together. Penny Carter, a resource and support specialist with the Everett Family Support Center, working one-on-one with families. Yolanda Gonzalez with Familias Unidas, our resource and support specialist. And Maria Miranda, who will be speaking in a few minutes, sharing some stories, who's our program supervisor with both centers. They do amazing work. I'm remarkably privileged and honored to work with them and what they do with families. So I'd love to just give them a round of applause. I'm just the guy who runs around like signing time sheets and making sure the reports get in. But they are every day in and out, again, seeing some of the most marginalized, the most vulnerable families and people in our community, and just giving them attention, giving them compassion, giving them their expertise to make sure they can be served in the most fullest way possible. So. I know I'm not a preacher. Pastor David's the preacher, but I hear this is the typical the preaching space, which he said goes on, it's like half an hour, 45 minutes typically is what he said. I think that. Keep it brief. But I wanted to share a few reflections, especially on the scripture that was shared about that such a beautiful passage about the least of these. And I think that passage is one of those keys to the gospel, and it makes me think of why is that the case? Why is a passage about serving the least of these, just with a cup of water, food, shelter, why is that so important? And the thought that comes to mind from my experience working in human services for more than a decade, and I'm sure many of your experiences as well, whether volunteering or in the works you do, wherever you're at, it's my sense is it's from that posture of humility and service is a place where the heart is open and in a way that the fullness of someone's humanity and the divinity in that moment can come through and you can experience that. That's been my experience. And so it's such an honor and a privilege to be engaged in that work on a daily basis in whatever form and for whenever you are involved with us in that. The other thing I was thinking about, so much of LCS Northwest's work is involved with immigrants and refugees. And it had me thinking, so how often the Bible is there talk about immigrants and refugees? And what does that talk look like? So I got out the old concordance, something I don't brush off too often, but I picked it up. I've got one from back in the day. and just look through, and you know, it's somewhat archaic term, but you know, in the Bible it often comes up as aliens, you know, the aliens amongst us, which basically translates to refugee or immigrant. And looked, and there's over 30 mentions, most of them Old Testament. And of those, just looking, just a brief perusal, over 22 of those references are in regards to treating the alien or the immigrant with respect, with dignity, treating them fairly as your own citizens, fairly as the Jewish people around you. That's the biblical commitment. That's the biblical mandate, you could say. And it's in that context of oftentimes spoken of as because you were immigrants in Egypt. Because the Jewish people were immigrants in Egypt, you need to treat immigrants fairly in your own community. And I find that so interesting, especially I think the parallels in context with us in the United States, where we're immigrants. We're pretty much all immigrants, with you know, the exception of our Native American brothers and sisters, or African American brothers and sisters who did not come here on their own accord, and some of our Mexican American brothers and sisters who, you know, there was a war in the 1850s where we took some land. We're immigrants, and such an interesting thing to think about of that parallel of looking to what that biblical commitment speaks. And that's really at the heart of what Lutheran Community Services is for here in the Pacific Northwest. We're one of the major refugee resettlement agencies for the Seattle area, for Portland, for the Pacific Northwest. And our work here at the center is so much tied in that. Familias Unidas was opened in early 2000s out of a Latino community support group that then grew into a set of services saying, you know, the Latino community needs people who are Latino, needs people who are bilingual, bicultural, to be serving the unique needs of the Latino community here in Snohomish County and in Everett. The Everett Family Support Center started a little earlier. Unfortunately, Alla Gaichenko, maybe you've met her, she's been kind of a stalwart, one of our founding stones of the Everett Family Support Center, wonderful Ukrainian woman, has moved on to another position in the organization, but her work was really with serving the Russian and Ukrainian community. So two major immigrant communities that are among us has really been the heart of our service with this center here that is now, that you are now host to and now such a beautiful partner with. So just you know, to let you know that's where we come from. That's the work we're doing. And again, I put it in the context of immigrants and refugees are so often some of the most marginalized, some who have the most difficult time. If you've had an experience traveling abroad in another country, and know what it's like to try to navigate another country and another culture without some of the keys and tools of doing that, without the language, you know, without knowing the customs, how even simple exchanges, simple interactions become nearly impossible without a guide, without a navigator. And then maybe if you've been in that experience, someone shows up. I actually had this experience. I was down in Mexico a couple months ago, and I was at a bus station in a city called Querétaro in central Mexico trying to get to my girlfriend who's in another city 3 hours away, and there happens to be a guy on the bus with me, and I don't know how I'm going to navigate this bus station. My Spanish is very limited, and there is this guy next to me who, you know, speaks English, who, you know, is a dual citizen, lives in Texas part of the year. And he's like, yeah, I'll help you get to San Miguel. And he takes me through that bus station. He is my guide in that moment, who gets me through that bus station so I can get what we're going. That's a loose metaphor for what we're doing with Familias Unidas in the Everett Family Support Center, the work that Maria and Penny and Yolanda are doing. They are that guide often for people who don't know the social service landscape, who don't know the community, who don't know how to get to a doctor, you know, don't know how to get to access a housing navigator if they're homeless, who can get them into housing. They are serving as that guide and often a vital link for things as simple as food, housing, shelter, you know, healthcare, so that they can be served and can have the dignity and respect of what we all experience and so many experience on a daily basis. So I don't know where I'm really at. I've just kind of gone with what has come through me. But I don't want to talk anymore. We are going to be in the Commons here. Would love to share with you more. Come talk to us about the experiences that we're doing. And I want to hand it off to Maria, who's going to share a bit more about the work specifically that she's doing and some of the stories that she sees on a daily basis. So here's Maria.
Good morning. As you heard, my name is Maria. I have been working at Familias Unidas for 6 months. Previously, I worked in LA. I lived in Los Angeles for 20 years, so I have been doing social services for about 25 years. I see great need here in the Snohomish community, more so than I did in LA, maybe because it was such a huge metropolis and so many services in place, and most of the population was bilingual or spoke more than two languages. I wrote a little bit about the work that I've been doing here, and I hope you'll excuse me, I'm just gonna go ahead and read it. The families and individuals we serve come from the immediate community. They are people like you and me. We all need love, food, shelter, companionship, someone to lift us up when things are tough, and someone to lend a helping hand. Most of the families we work with don't have most of their basic needs met. At Lutheran Community Services, we remove barriers so people in crisis can get what they need. Barriers come in many forms. It might be age, the loss of a job, an accident, not speaking English fluently, not understanding the systems in place, a new culture, lack of literacy, a broken relationship, death of a loved one, chronic illness, lack of proper insurance, no insurance at all, financial problems, legal problems, crime, disability, etc. I could go on and on. I'll tell you a story about a woman that came to the center. She's in her 70s. She came to us in crisis. Her son is disabled and sleeping on the floor with his four children. He suddenly received custody of his four children because his 9-year-old daughter was sexually assaulted by her mother's boyfriend. The twins have developmental delays and are on a 2-year wait list to get tested for autism. Without the autism diagnosis, the children cannot get the services they need and the SSI benefits they would qualify for. And without this additional income, the single dad and his children will end up homeless. Our priority at Everett Family Support Center is to keep them housed, and each week together we work on removing a different barrier to keep the family housed. Each week we give the family hope. When this woman came to our center, she cried and sobbed as she advocated for her son, and she thanked us for our support and help. A few minutes later, her son, who had remained silent, cried. They expressed how finally someone cared, listened, and was taking steps to help make a positive change in their lives. These were tears of joy and hope. When our physiological needs for food, water, warmth, and rest are met, we feel safe. When our need for security and safety is met, we have a sense of belonging and a sense of feeling loved, and we succeed in relationships. Families in crisis don't. They need someone to help them. We're especially grateful for the times we have turned to our saviors and Pastor David for additional help assisting the families who come to us. You have been a wonderful partner in several crisis situations. Over the past months, You helped us provide a night at a motel for a desperate mother who was homeless with her ailing elderly mother and her 10-year-old son, and a single homeless dad with four children sleeping in the car for months. At Lutheran Community Service Northwest, we let families know they are not alone. We see homeless people as human beings. We see their need and we support them in their journeys out of poverty. We believe every person has the right to health, justice, and hope. Thank you.
As you have done it unto the least of these, you have, what, done it unto me, that there is this reality, that it's always person to person. You look into the eyes of another, there's something at stake there. And so we share in God's goodness for all.